Sydney Boys hosting BG. And we'll go through the standings. Greg and I were just sitting here for several minutes making sure we crossed all our T's, dotted all the I's to figure out what this game exactly means tonight. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Well, Coach, maybe we'll take our break and then we'll come back and go through the full gamut of the standings here. But long story short, for a late season game, this certainly can mean a lot.
Yeah, big game here to decide some seeding in the Mac Boys playoffs.
Can't believe that it's already that time of year where we're talking about league playoffs, and then the sectional seating meeting is right around the corner, and we'll be off and running. So a crazy time of year. All right, we'll take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll come back. Of course, we're live in Sydney tonight. Stay tuned. Boys High School Hoops on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back again. Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski tonight on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in our Main Street studios here in Sydney. All right, so coming in, BG in Sydney, sitting right in the 3-4 spots here, Coach. And you've got all the math here. What do you think tonight means for these two teams?
Well, if I've looked at all the scores and statistics and the plethora of information on NateLull.com, if I've been able to interpret it all correct, basically right now these two teams are tied for third place in the MAC boys basketball standings, both with a record of 6-2. Both teams have lost to MAC powerhouse Delhi, and both teams have lost to Green. So then you look, okay, who's in the fifth spot? Right now, that's Walton Downsville with a record of 5-3, but both of these teams have defeated Walton Downsville on the season, so that kind of gives them a little bit of an edge to hold the tiebreaker. So the long and the short of it is I think the winner of this game will travel to Green in the playoffs. This is all tentative, of course,
yeah.
All speculation, but I think that the winner of this game will get a chance to travel to Green to play in the playoffs, and I think the loser will travel to Delhi.
Which, to me, means a lot, because going to Delhi is certainly a tall task. They have shown that they are the best team in the MAC, at least in the regular season. Green, to me, also having a great season. Green playing Oneonta tonight. I'm really interested to see how that goes. That game is in Green tonight. But I would feel like the 2-3 game might be more ripe for an upset compared to the 1-4. So, you know, we'll see. You got to play the game. But I would think going to Green would maybe make you feel a little better in terms of the seating.
I think it would give you maybe a little more confidence.
Right.
But I also think at this point in the season, you got to believe that, hey, we got to play the game. The records are great, and they tell what you've done to get here to today, but they don't tell what's going to happen in the game. So you still have to play the game, and upsets do happen. So you never know. I mean, in football, you have the saying, any given Sunday.
Very true.
Hey, in high school basketball, anything can happen.
Yeah, anything really can happen. We've seen it in the many games that we've done over the years. And, I mean, I went down and watched Delhi last week. They played a very good Johnson City team, a Class A school. They end up losing that game. And you just never know. I mean, they were in that game for a while. Johnson City then puts their foot on the gas and pulls away. But to me, it just showed maybe some of the MAC teams, all right, Delhi is human too. Anybody can walk into the gym and win on any given night. And you look at these two teams, especially Sydney right now. Sydney seems to be getting hot at the right time. Jalen Reardon really coming into his own. Of course, Connor Vandersamen can shoot the lights out. And this BG team is no slouch, a team that is very consistent and has been all year, led by James Agroyan, averaging a little over 21 points a game. Should be an interesting matchup here tonight, and I wouldn't count either of them out. Whoever gets the 3 and the 4.
And you never know. I mean, one player, two players, an entire team could just get really hot shooting the basketball. Another team could just go cold and have a lack of confidence. You could We hope not, but you could have an injury that occurs. So there's lots of things. Somebody could get into foul trouble. That's a key piece, and it kind of dictates the outcome of the game. You never know what could happen.
You never know, and I think the case in point for me this year, and I know you'll appreciate this, is the Richfield Springs Owen D. Young boys team. They lose the second leading scorer in the area, Dylan Hosford, to a knee injury, and everyone says, oh boy, there they go, they're toast. And in the Tri-Valley League, they're sitting in the three spot right now for the playoffs, and they're playing very well, and they had a really nice win over Morris recently, who's a very good team. So you just never know.
And, I mean, Morris went and defeated Edmonton on Edmonton's home court. They're looking like they're going to be the one seed, so you never know.
Yeah, this is sometimes in this job, I get home at night, the scores start coming in, and I always have one a night where I just, it's a head scratcher.
You look twice.
I go, what?
Is that a real score?
Is that a real score? And then when I post it, you inevitably get four or five messages. Is that right? Did you get that wrong? So, all right, we're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto Free Game Show. A big thank you to Mike Butler and his staff. Their support does not go unnoticed. They have been our pregame show sponsor for a long time. And if you need a new-to-you car, make sure you head over to Butler Auto Sales here in Sydney. All right, for Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll pause for the national anthem and be right back. BG Boys at Sydney tonight here on CDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Looking for a hardware and feed store with excellent customer service and a knowledgeable staff? Jan and the team provide all that at Canal Street Hardware, Route 12 in Oxford. Stocked with everything for winter, including hand warmers, two-cycle oil, batteries, heat tape, plumbing, stovepipe and gasket, fire brick, and keystone feed. They can even fill propane, make hydraulic hoses, make chainsaw chains, and storm windows. Canal Street Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 till 2. Located on Route 12, right in the heart of Oxford. Canal Street Hardware, your hometown hardware and feed store.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Jerry's Inn has that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn house specialties include street tacos, chicken gyro, Jerry's cheesesteak, as well as New York strip and surf and turf after 5 p.m. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for daily specials and events.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's do the starting lineups first for visiting Bainbridge Guilford and head coach Kevin Worley. They start with number 4, Isaiah Hampton, number 12, Michael Lapani, number 15, Tim Kinter, number 30, Gio Johnson, and number 42, James Hagroyan. On the other side for Sydney, they start with number 00, Jalen Reardon, number 3, Grady Loeffler, number 4, Dylan Easton, number 10, Connor Vandersalmen, and number 15, Jesse Newell. And we are off and running here. Sydney wins the opening tip, but Jalen hit it down the length of the floor, and somehow Vandersamen kept it in. And so here's Sydney in the white uniforms with the gray and the maroon trim. Vandersamen finds Grady Loeffler, who hits the jumper from the right elbow, and here we go. Early 2-0 lead for Sydney. BG trying to settle in, going left to right. They're in the navy blue with the white trim. Here's James Agroyan. He's the guy to watch. A grown man out there is the best way to describe him. Looks like he could be a football linebacker as well. James to the inside. He puts up the shot. It's short. And Reardon with a rebound.
Good pressure there by Reardon on the shot.
Easton back down the floor. Sydney with an early 2-0 lead. Jalen wants the three. Fires and hits. Big three for Jalen Reardon. It's an early 5-0 lead, and Sydney looks fired up. BG on the road trying to survive here in the early going. A three, no. Reardon a rebound. That three was missed from the outside on the left. And here is Vandersamen back the other way. Sydney with a frantic pace to start this game. They go to Reardon. Left side and now into the corner. Looking for options. They go to the high post. Flipping one into the corner now. A three for Grady Loeffler. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go down. Skying for a rebound is Isaiah Hampton. And an outlet pass to Lapania. Head now for Kinter. And BG trying to settle in. Finding Agroyan down low. Pump fakes. Puts it up and is fouled by Dylan Easton with 6.5 to go in the first. But what a start for Sydney, up 5-0 over BG.
Yeah, if that three went in over there in the corner, I think BG would have had to get a timeout. They did a nice job, though, getting the ball up the court here, getting it inside to Agroyan, and that's his game. He gets in there close to the basket. Little head and shoulder fake, gets his defender to leave his feet, tries to create the contact, gets a trip to the line. A little short on the first one, but I think he'll do a little bit better job getting this one up over the front of the rim.
Arian Sherman checks in for Tim Kinter for BG. And Agroyan at the line, 0 for 2 there. Just not enough air under that ball in the early going, and Sydney a rebound. Almost looked like he pushed it a little bit. And Sydney with the ball. Again, going right to left. A hot start here for the Sydney Sabres. Now a steal, though, by BG. Ball is loose, and somehow Sydney retains possession. They'll work it back up to the top of the arc. Down low for Jalen Reardon. Pump fake, up and in. And boy, when Jalen asserts himself, look out. He's got 5 early points.
Yeah, he looks to be a difficult matchup for the Bobcats.
7-0 lead now for Sydney over BG. Here's Sherman, and a traveling violation caused by Reardon, who was going to swat that over to Masonville if he got a hold of it. Jalen is playing with a lot more confidence than I've seen him maybe ever play with in a Sydney uniform, and it's fun to watch. Let's hope he can keep it up here if you're a Sabres fan. Sydney with the ball. They go to Vandersamen in the corner on the baseline. Wheels one over to the far side for Dylan Easton. A three, no. Rebound for BG, but then Vandersamen stole it away.
Ball never hit the rim. Only 15 on the shot clock.
Vandersamen goes right side. One-handed pass down low for Easton. Shovels one off. Loeffler, the jumper, no. Hit the rim 3 times, but wouldn't go down. The rebound into the corner will be a foul here on Sydney as both teams were scrambling for it, and Jesse Newell will pick up his first. 5:25 to go, first quarter. Sydney 7, BG nothing.
Early important trip here for the Bobcats. They need to get something on the board.
BG gets it in. They've struggled so far here on the road at Sydney in a key MAC matchup. BG with the ball at midcourt here with Michael Lapani. And to the right side for Isaiah Hampton. Into the corner now for Sherman. A little flat on the shot. Rebound to Hampton. Back to Sherman again. Finds Agroyan. Cutting underneath, and this time he scores.
Nice patience there by the Bobcats. Good extra pass. Created the layup there for Agroyan.
Makes it 7-2. Sydney boys on top with 4:55 to go in the first quarter. Baseline drive here. Vandersamen rolled off the back of the rim. Rebound for the Bobcats. And back down the floor for BG, going left to right. Lapani, a little stutter step, finds Sherman at the right elbow. Kicks one out far side. Now for Johnson. Into the corner for Agroyan. Pulls it down. 15 on the shot clock. Lots of time left for the Bobcats. Leaves it for Lapani. Working one for Johnson. Now to Agroyan with 10 on the shot clock. Immediately triple team, stripped of the ball. It's loose on the floor. BG gets it back. Agroyan down low, forcing it up, and the shot won't go. Good defense by Sydney. And an outlet pass now to the Sabres. Kevin Worley, the head coach here, he wants a foul on one of those. He's not getting the call. They find Easton, a three. Died on the front of the rim. Newell a rebound. Works it back out. Reardon a straightaway. Too strong. And off the second shot, a rebound for the Bobcats. Lapani in transition, wants to take it to the rim and scores.
Good, strong move there. Created the body contact and was able to finish through it.
Sydney now leading 7-4 over BG. Easton finds Newell through his hands, but Easton gets it back. Right side, finding Jalen Reardon, and he's fouled at the left low block. Snuck behind the defense, got the ball and finished. 7 early points for Jalen Reardon, and look out.
Yeah, we called the Sydney-Unitego-Franklin game earlier this year, and Reardon didn't play. Sydney looks like a different team with him out there, especially the way he's capable of shooting from the perimeter. And then down inside, he's a problem down in the low block there and on rebounds.
8 points as he hits the shot at the line. We did the game last week here between Walton Downsville and Sydney, and Jalen was very good that night. Pagrolian trying to go coast-to-coast, swatted out by Jalen Reardon. And there's that athleticism with 3:30 to go in this first quarter. Sydney leading 10-4.
And I think that's his first block shot, but he's influenced three or four other shots just by his presence in the lane there.
BG gets it in. Kinter, who's back into the game, a 3-0. Rebound is tapped back up top, and the Bobcats somehow hold on. With 3:15 to go in this first quarter. Now a steal by Dylan Easton. Looking to run. Easton takes it to the hoop, and he's fouled. He faked the pass and then went up with it and got hammered, and he'll head to the line. Sydney leading 10-4. So Easton's going to go to the line. What a good start here for the Sabres, who, again, from earlier in the season to now, just playing with a lot more confidence as a team. And so Easton settling in, and of course the talented All-State quarterback here for Sydney cannot get the first one to go at the line. Johnson will check back in.
I mean, Sydney's ahead 10-4, and one of the area's leading scorers, Connor Vandersamen, I think he's attempted one shot.
And the second shot doesn't go down for Easton. Hagroin with a rebound. I was going to say that before. When his supporting cast is playing so well, it takes so much of the pressure off of Connor, who in the beginning of the season was really having to fill it up quite a bit. Bobcats with the ball. They go to Hagroin in the left corner, who has 2 points so far and has been shadowed by the Sydney defense. Kinter, a three, in and out. Rebound Dylan Easton, and BG can't buy a bucket. Here comes Vandersamen. Speedy Gonzalez down the left side, pulls it up. Now we'll go to Easton. They reverse it for Jesse Newell. They try to go low, and a steal by Michael Lapani, and then he lost control of the ball, out of bounds. He's going to go back to Sydney. He basically ran into Newell, fell down, and it went out. Tough break.
Yeah, the BG coaching staff over there wanted a foul. There was an awful lot of contact for there to be nothing.
2:35 to go, first quarter. It's 10-4. Sydney boys leading BG here at Sydney Central. Vandersamen, pump fake, steps in for a long two, falling away, and he nails it. Tough shot there from Vandersamen. He gets it to go. It's 12-4. Bobcats in the backcourt now. Lapani across midcourt will find Hampton. Hampton reversing left side. Another three here for Kinter. This is off the back of the rim. Rebound is tracked down by Johnson, and then a foul on Sydney on the rebound on Vandersamen. So his first, with coming up on 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, 12-4 our score. Sydney boys on top of BG. And an inbound pass deflected away and now stolen by Sydney. 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Vandersamen looking to run, takes it to the rim and is fouled before he could get the shot off with 1:59 to go here in the first. And Sydney showing a lot of team speed here tonight as well, just looking to run.
Yeah, they really do a good job of throwing that outlet pass and getting the ball up the floor.
So Vandersamen at the line. Again, Connor, one of the leading scorers in the area as well, cannot get the first to go.
Broadcaster's jinx.
Yep, there's the broadcaster's jinx for you. Second one coming. Connor averaging, what, 22.1. And, boy, a real broadcaster's jinx as he goes 0-for-2 at the line. 12-4 our score. BG trailing here on the road at Sydney in a key MAC matchup tonight. We're glad to bring it to you here on WCDO. And now a foul on Dylan Easton, as that was Isaiah Hampton for BG on the right wing trying to cut to the hoop. So that's the second on Easton. Sydney not real deep on the bench, just in terms of they don't have that many bodies. So we'll see if fouls become an issue or not. Pagroian with the ball, wants to take it in. Working it around, they go back to Kinter, another three, and he's having a tough night so far. Can't hit that shot, and the loose ball comes to Easton. Easton in transition. We'll find Deion Taylor in the right corner. Back to Easton. They find Reardon into the corner for Vandersomen. He gets trapped, lost control of it, and BG's going to step out of bounds on the steal, and it'll go to Sydney, or stay with Sydney, I should say.
Great hustle, though, by the Bobcats there.
Yeah, they were swarming that ball in the corner, actually got the steal, but then stepped out. Bobcats will get it in. And they go to Dylan Easton, top of the key. Coming up on 15 on the shot clock, late in the first quarter. Vandersomen fires a three and hits. VDS in the corner for three. He's got five. And it's 15-4 with a minute to go here in the first quarter. Bobcats with the ball. Looking to get something going on offense here. It's been a cold first quarter. Pagroian steps back for three. No, again, the shot just looks a little line drive-ish to me tonight, for lack of a better term. And then a rebound foul on Jalen Reardon.
Yeah, the shot just looks a little bit flat coming off of his hand. Sometimes you get a kid, say, shoot the ball up instead of out, away from your body. Shoot it up, and that will get that arc that's needed to get over that rim.
48 seconds to go in the first quarter, 15-4. Sydney boys on top of BG, and this is going to send, on that foul on Reardon, is going to send Isaiah Hampton to the line to shoot two. 15 foul on Sydney in the first quarter. That might be the only knock on the Sabres here in this first frame, is a little bit of foul trouble. Hampton's first shot, too strong. And they can't buy a bucket right now. Tough on the road, especially, you know, sometimes coming out that first couple minutes of the game, hard to settle in. A lot of nerves with this game, I'm sure, as well. Hampton at the line for the Bobcats. His second shot is also no good. Rebound for Deion Taylor. Elevating for that. Ahead now for Grady Loeffler. 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sydney boys leading 15-4. Vandersomen from way downtown missed the shot, but a rebound for Sydney. They keep it alive. Reardon into the left corner here. They'll look to bring it back out. Far side Loeffler. And now to Vandersomen again. A fall away shot for Connor is good. Seven for him. So Reardon with eight and Vandersomen with seven in the early going. And it's 17-4. What a start for Sydney. Right side of the floor. Now for Kinter. On the baseline. Zipping one across to Lapani. 7 seconds. Is BG aware? They come off a screen. They find Hampton. A straightaway three. The bank is closed, and that'll do it. End of the first quarter, Sydney boys with a fast start, leading 17-4 over Bainbridge-Guilford. We'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sportsfield Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sportsfield Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Just to start the second quarter, Arian Sherman with a rebound putback for BG, and Sydney immediately takes a timeout. So our score is 17-6. We'll step away for another 30 seconds here. Sydney boys on top of the Bobcats on WCDO.
The Umpsonal Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Umpsonal is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Umpsonal Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. Sydney boys leading BG 17-6, early second quarter. Reardon, a shot from the right elbow as Sydney goes right to left is no good, and another rebound for the Bobcats. Back down the floor for BG. Here's Lapani. And coach, what do you think? How can BG settle in and try to chip back in this game? A lot of time left.
Well, they're not forcing shots. They just got to make shots that they're getting. So just be patient. One possession at a time. String together some stops and then some made baskets. They're doing a nice job on this possession, moving the ball around.
Inside here for Hagroyan. He finishes right on cue, coach, and he's fouled. That's what you need.
Yeah, and I mean, I've coached against him back when I was still coaching the boys at GMU, and I've watched him play. We've broadcasted a couple of BG games. He just has that, I like to call it like the YMCA game, like the old man.
He does.
You know, he's never in a rush. He's just always under control, and he just seems to be thinking the game far ahead of everybody else on the court.
We cursed him there as he misses the foul shot. Sydney quickly in transition. A shot won't go, and another rebound for BG. So the Bobcats trailing the Sydney boys 17-8, but they're stringing together a little run here. Pagroyan on the right side, finds Hampton, a three is blocked by Reardon and then tapped away. Sydney on the run, 2-on-1. A alley-oop to Reardon from Vandersom and went through his hands, and there was some contact there, and he missed it. So back the other way here for the Bobcats. Boy, this place would have, the roof would have blown off if he put that down. Pagroyan on the left low block, pump fakes, puts it up, blocked by Reardon. Sydney looking to run again. Loeffler down the right side. He tries to take it to the rim. A lot of contact again and no whistle, and BG takes it away. So Sydney with back-to-back fast breaks, they come up with nothing. Bobcats with it going left to right. Another steal by Vandersomen. He's going to try to finish himself. Takes it in, is fouled, and will head to the line, and he makes the bucket. 9 for Vandersomen, and he wasn't going to mess around that time. And Coach Morris hollering at some of the guys here to take advantage of those opportunities. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. And Easton to the line. Sydney leading 19-8. All right, coach, you got to give it to me straight. If your boys tried the old alley-oop, what's the message there?
There probably would have been a couple of boys at the table.
Vandersomen hits it.
We would have had a conversation. Let's focus on getting the 2 points.
20-8 as Vandersomen gets it. Most coaches on my podcast have said, if you're going to try that, you better put it in. So I had to ask. Sorry to put you on the spot. Had to ask. So BG throws it away.
I think you knew the answer. You've seen me coach enough to know that was the case.
5:50 to go in the second quarter. Sydney continues to get the steals on defense, though. They lead 20-8. 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Easton reversing to the far side. Pull-up jumper here is short. And now a rebound for BG, and off they go. BG down with Gio Johnson. A little sloppy pass into the corner. It rolls out of bounds and is going back to Sydney. And that methodical pace that BG had earlier, they seem to have kind of gotten away from that.
They're doing a good job getting stops. I mean, what? Sydney's only scored 3 points this quarter, correct?
Yes.
So, I mean, they've had stops. They're just having a hard time putting the ball in the basket at the offensive end. And a lot of that has to do, I think, with Sydney's defense.
Here's Vandersomen, and it looks like we're going to have a foul over in the corner on BG. We'll be on Gio Johnson.
Yeah, he tried to run through a screen that they were setting there for VDS.
VDS. We like to call him here, Connor Vandersomen. He's got 10 points so far, halfway to the season average or so. Inbound pass to Jesse Newell, who scores, and he doesn't get enough credit for the dirty work that he does. He's rewarded with a basket there. It's 22-8. So we come up on 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. And here's Hagroyan, tries to take it to the rim and just can't finish. And a rebound here for Sydney by Langstaff. Ahead now for Vandersteen, and he's fouled. He made the shot after he put it up, but he was fouled first. 4:50 to go in the second quarter. Thanks for listening on WCDOsports.com as well here. Brought to you by SFCU and any of our listeners on 92.3, our new frequency in the Norwich area. Thanks for listening along. All right, Sydney has the ball going right to left. Here's Easton to Vandersteen on the right side. Directing traffic here. Skips across the top of the defense and finds Reardon. Back to Vandersteen. Three ball here is too strong. And a long rebound is tracked down by the Bobcats. They almost gave it away, though. In the backcourt here for BG. Lapani across the big Sydney S. Steps in, fires, and hits. A tough fall-away shot. He got hammered and is able to make the bucket. Nice job there by Michael Lapani.
Yeah, nice strong drive to the basket. He wasn't going to be denied there. He really worked hard to get to his spot and then put it up on the glass.
22-10, BG still hanging around despite maybe not playing the best first half, or the one that they wanted at least. And Lapani, no good from the line, and another rebound for Jalen Reardon. He has been masterful so far in this first half. Reardon pump fakes on a three, steps in for a long two. It died on the far side, taken back out by Easton. A rebound, finds Langstaff, and he hits. Jack Langstaff, who hit the big bucket last week against Walton Downsville late in the game to seal the deal, hits a big three there off the bench, and it's 25-10. Sydney up by 15. Hagroyan pump fakes, takes it to the rim, cannot score. Reardon, just the length of Reardon really making it difficult.
And I think he was trying more to draw the foul there than to make the shot.
Here's Newell, finds Reardon, spots up for three, hits it. A three for Reardon, a timeout for BG, and Sydney's pouring it on, 28-10, with 3:40 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
3:40 to go in the second quarter here in Sydney. What was expected to be a close game has been Sydney pouring it on here, leading 28-10 over the BG boys in a 3-versus-4 matchup in the MAC. And now a steal by Sydney. Easton trying to go coast-to-coast. He gets fouled. Didn't hit the layup and will head to the line. And this is the best I have seen the Sydney boys play this season. They've gotten progressively better under Coach Morris as the season has gone on. And here is Easton settling in at the line. And his first shot is up and good for Dylan Easton.
Sydney certainly is playing very well here in the opening half, but BG has left some points at the free throw line. I think they've missed about 5 or 6. And they've had some other chances where they could have put the ball in the basket, and the ball has bounced Sydney's way a couple times, so it's not over for BG. We still got a long way to go.
Easton goes 2 for 2, and the Sydney boys lead 30-10 here over BG. Bobcats have it with Hagroyan. He's looking for some options. Passes back up to Lapani. Patience on offense here for BG. Lapani to the high post. Back to Hagroyan. Pump fakes. Gets inside. Bulls his way in. Up and under and scores. 6 for Hagroyan. Makes it 30-12. A good strong move there. 2:55 to go in the second quarter. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in a few. Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll stay here with Sydney. BG wanted some contact there. They won't get the call as both teams were fighting for that loose ball. And so Dylan Easton will be doing the inbounding duties. Gets it to Connor Vandersalman. Sydney on offense going right to left. They find Langstaff, and he lost it. Lapani came in and said, thank you very much. 2-on-1 for BG. Lapani to the rim, no. Easton a rebound, but then traveled as he came down. With 2:40 to go in the second quarter. Coach, I also see if you agree with me. I think Sydney has rebounded the ball very well tonight on both ends.
Yeah, they have. I don't really remember maybe more than one second-chance opportunity for the Bobcats. And Sydney seems to get multiple shots every possession they have at the offensive end.
BG looking to work it in. They find Arian Sherman on the back door, and he finishes. Good-looking play there to make it 30-14. BG trailing with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski tonight here from Sydney High School. A running floater here for Loeffler. Missed it. Rebound Sydney. Back out Easton. His shot won't go. And then a foul on Sydney on the rebound as Sherman had the good boxed-out position.
But again, they had two shots at the basket there. Good offensive rebound. If I'm BG, I'm thinking, hey, let's see if we can get it to 10 points or less in the next 2 minutes and 17 seconds. That would be, you know.
Very doable. You'd go into the half thinking, okay.
We took their best shot. Let's see what we got in the second half.
Still a long way to go in this game. Can the Bobcats claw their way back in? They go to Sherman on the right side, finding Hagroyan. BG trails 30-14, 2 minutes to go, second quarter. Hagroyan to the 10, missed it, rebound Sydney. Rolled off the front. Easton in transition, finds Vandersalman to the hoop, and no, just missed the layup. Had to go up and over one of the BG defenders and just couldn't finish. Lapani in transition, BG working the ball, back out Kinter, 3 ball, too strong, rebound Sherman. He's been doing a good job off the bench, up and under for Hagroyan, that shot won't go. Reardon rips it away and comes out of there with a rebound. 2-on-1 ahead. Vandersalman goes right back to the rim again. And no foul is called. Ball is loose on the rebound. Out of bounds. And is going to keep it with Sydney. Fans can't believe it there as Vandersalman went to the rim and went falling backwards. No words for that one, Coach. I have to agree with you. There was a lot of contact there.
I think at both ends you could have called the foul.
Yes. Sydney will get it in, so we're back underway. 30-14 our score with 1:25 to go in the second quarter. Vandersalman, top of the key, now to the high post. Pull-up shot, Loeffler scores.
Great ball movement there by the Sabres.
Makes it 32-14. Great ball movement by the Sabres with 1:10 to go in the second quarter. Bobcats have it to the right side, and now a foul on Sydney. And that's tough if you don't call the other one, and that one was very... I hate it, but ticky-tacky.
I was going to say that, you know, somebody should check the referee's whistles at halftime, see if the bees were still in there. But they work, because that was a foul.
Bobcats get it in, trailing 32-14, a minute to go in the second quarter.
1 minute to play in the half.
And we'll go to Hagroyan. He tries to pass to the interior, taken away by Dylan Easton. Another steal for Dylan. Zips one down low, finds Loeffler, who couldn't hit. And BG this time, windexing the glass with James Hagroyan. Ahead now for Lapani. Cross midcourt, the big Sydney S there. Could have been a foul at midcourt, they don't call that. And then a travel as he tries to take it to the 10 with 40 seconds to go. And Sydney wants a timeout. Sabres leading 32-14 will step away here on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 30 seconds to go here in the second quarter, and the Sydney boys lead 32-14. Jalen Reardon in the right corner, now back out to Vandersamen. About a five-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock right now. Let's see if Sydney wants to be patient or not. Vandersamen, right side, steps in, about an 18-footer, hits. Got it. VDS with the jumper.
He's got a really nice jump shot, very smooth. Every time he shoots it, it looks like it's going to go in.
PG wants another timeout, so we'll step away for 30. 34-14, Sydney on top. 12 seconds to go in the half on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, 12 seconds to go. BG wanted the timeout. Coach Worley not thrilled here with this first half for the Bobcats. BG looking to get it in. See if they can get a bucket here to close the first half. Lapani at midcourt. Finds Sherman. Stops. Foot was on the line. Missed it. Pagrillion a rebound. It got blocked as he went up. 4 seconds left. Sydney at midcourt. Vandersamen gets it off, and the shot is no good.
Now, the other reason that BG took that timeout there, because in boys basketball, you get 6 timeouts in the game. You get 4 full timeouts, 2 30-second timeouts. But one of the 30 seconds is a use it or lose it.
Got to use it, yeah.
So if you don't use it in the first half, you lose it. So I think that's why Coach Worley there took that 30-second timeout with, you know, under 10 seconds to go. Because if he didn't, he was going to lose it.
Yeah, kind of an extended halftime, right? Let's talk about something else. So, all right, we'll be back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. 34-14, it is the Sydney boys on top of BG here at the break in Sydney. We'll be back in a little bit here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
High School Sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Time now for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. You can call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT. That's 607-563-HEAT. Our halftime score, 34-14. The Sydney boys on top of visiting BG, not a score we expected, but here's our first half scoring summary. First for Sydney, 12 for Connor Vandersamen, 11 for Jalen Reardon, 4 for Grady Loeffler, and then 3 for Jack Langstaff, 2 apiece for Dylan Easton and Jesse Newell. On the other side for BG, 6 points, that's a team high so far for James Agroyan, 4 apiece for Michael Lapani and Arian Sherman. So BG, not what they expected here on the road, not what we expected, but still a half to try to dig themselves out of this hole.
I mean, if you're Coach Worley in at halftime here, you're saying, you know, gee, guys, we didn't play our best half. We're still in the game. That's why there's 4 quarters. And you say, geez, at the end of the third quarter, we want to be down by 10 points. And then, you know, at about the 4-minute mark in the fourth quarter, we want to be within 5. So you just got to chip away. They have to understand there's not a shot out here that's going to be worth 10 points.
Right.
So it's got to be one stop on defense, get a basket. Stop, basket. And like we said in the middle of the second quarter there, I think they missed either 5 or 6 free throws. You can't expect them to make them all, but let's just say they did. Now it's 34-20. Then, I mean, right there at the end of the half, there was an opportunity for a layup. That's 34-22. There was a couple other shots that went in and out. It could very easily be a 10-point game, and Sydney played great. So if I'm BG, hey, we've taken their best shot. Let's come out, keep playing. Maybe they aren't going to play as well in the second half. If you're Sydney, just keep doing what you're doing. Look to run, get out in transition, get the ball to Reardon, get the ball to VDS, and let's see what we got.
Yeah, this is definitely the best I've seen Sidney play this year. Getting out, Reardon looking like everyone hopes he will look. I know, I had to laugh. You could walk up and down Main Street in Sidney, and if you polled 10 people about Jalen Reardon, they'd say, he needs to be inside on the low post. That's where he needs to be. You go to the coffee shop, you go anywhere in town. And I 100% agree, but boy, he can also be effective on the outside. It's like pick your poison, I guess, with him. It's tough. He's so athletic, he can shoot, but you can also see what he does inside when he's had a couple of those big blocks and he's skying for rebounds. He really does have it all.
Yeah, he's been a big factor on the defensive end for the Sabres. I think he only has one block, maybe two, but he's impacted a lot of other shots. There's been a couple times where somebody's passed up a shot because, oh, he's in there, or somebody has altered a shot or hesitated. I don't mind him playing out on the perimeter because he has a nice jump shot, even out to three-point range. I just would like to see him more like when he sees a shot go up, get into the paint area to use his size and his height and his athleticism to get more offensive rebounds.
Agreed. Yeah, because he can be a rebounding machine. We saw it a lot on the defensive end down here when he was really limiting, and Sidney as a team was limiting BG to pretty much one look and out. So.
And I witnessed his athleticism last year at a couple track meets, so it wouldn't take him much effort to get in there where he could get some of those rebounds. So.
Yeah, very natural jumper, that's for sure, and it translates well to track as well. All right, it's our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. At the break, Sidney boys leading BG 34-14. Sidney playing some of the best basketball we've seen this winter when we have covered the Sidney Sabres. So we'll take a quick break and be back on WCDO.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sidney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sidney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sidney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And we're back to start the third quarter. Jalen Reardon with an early layup, and now BG back the other way with Michael Lapani. He puts it in. He has 6 points, and so it's 36-16 as we get back underway here in the third quarter, live from Sidney High School. Sidney with the ball now going left to right. Of course, they're in the white with the gray and maroon trim, and they threw it away. BG's in the navy blue with the white trim. They'll be going right to left here to start the second half.
The energy looks a little bit better for the Bobcats here to start the half, so we'll see if they can keep it going.
Would have loved to have been a fly on the wall to hear what Coach Worley had to say at halftime, for sure. Here is Hampton, tried to get around a screen, and we got a foul on Jalen Reardon. I believe that's his second. And so BG will have the ball on the far side, and this will be an interesting first couple of minutes to start this third quarter.
I would think about maybe going right at Reardon to see if you can pick up that third foul if you're BG.
Bobcats have it with Lapani. They go to Sherman. Sherman says, I'll take the three. Fires from straight away. Left it short. Hampton a rebound, and he seems to be flying. Dumps it off for Hagroyan. Takes it inside. Misses the little chippy layup, and a rebound for Sidney. Reardon slows it down. Goes to Vandersalmen. Straight away, and he's double-teamed. Gets it to Reardon. Pass to the interior, looking for Dylan Easton, who just saves it from going out of bounds. Easton, up top, they find Vandersalmen. Left side, three, got it. VDS for three.
Great extra pass there by the Sabres to find the open shooter on the top of the key area.
39-16, Vandersalmen's got 15. And just when you think BG might be making a little run, Sydney's had the answer tonight. BG with the ball, left side, Hagroyan dumps one off for Lapani. Into the left corner. Comes off of a screen. Kicks one out. Good ball movement here by the Bobcats. Looking for an open lane. 10 on the shot clock. Hagroyan, left side blocked by Reardon. And now Sydney with the basketball. Back the other way. Grady Loeffler, fall away jumper. No. Rebound for BG. Sherman skied in there and got that ball off the glass. Lapani finds Gio Johnson. And his layup rolls up and in.
A lot of English on that layup there.
38-18. Sydney boys on top. 5:25 to go in the third. Dylan Easton. Chest pass right side Vandersamen. Directing traffic. One-handed pass finds Easton. Across the top of the defense, his three is short. Rebound for BG and we'll have a foul. Easton wants that one back as he picks up that foul. 5:15 to go in the third. Nice pass by Vandersamen to set that up. And now the subs coming in. And that'll be the third on Easton. And so BG will work it into Lapani. And he'll come across midcourt. Lapani to the right side, gets a screen, little give and go with a groin. Pulls it down. Now up and off the glass. And that's what we're used to seeing as he cashes it in. Eight now for James Agroyan. Makes it 38-20. BG trailing the Sydney boys with 4:50 to go in the third. Reardon for three. That's in and out. Too strong. And here's Lapani. Reardon trying to D up Lapani as he brings it up the floor. He wisely backs off. Lapani, right side, wants to take it to the rim. It's short and a rebound here for Jesse Newell. Outlet pass here for Vandersamen. Vandersamen left side here with 4.5 to go in the third. Zips it across, finds Reardon on the right low block. Puts it up, doesn't use the glass. We got a foul. I believe it's going to be on Jesse Newell, yes, who was jockeying for a position on the backside. And now Newell's going to come out, and Deion Taylor is in.
And that's two Sabres with three fouls, and Reardon is out there with two. So very easily we could have some foul trouble here for the Sabres.
4:20 to go in the third. It's 38-20. Sydney boys leading Bainbridge Guilford. Sherman, right side on the right low block, has it ripped away. We got a jump ball. Aiden O'Connor got his hands in there. And the arrow is going to give it to Sydney. Wow, good defense there. And Coach Worley.
I think the arrow was incorrect.
Okay, so they're going to give it back to BG. Good catch there by Coach Worley. 4:10 to go in the third. As a coach, do you feel like you always know the arrow?
Sure, of course. Well, you usually have an idea of whose it is. And if you're unsure, you just question. If you have a good scorekeeper, they usually keep that under control for you. But, yeah, you do have an inkling as to whose it is.
And here's a pass from Hagroyan inside for Hampton, and he couldn't finish. Rebound Sydney. Vandersamen leans into a three and left it a little short. He didn't quite have his feet underneath him. Rebound for BG. 3:55 to go in the third, and our score 38-20. Sydney boys with a surprising lead here between these two teams who are jockeying for the 3 and 4 spots in the MAC playoffs, which will start next week. Bobcats have it. Here's Sherman. And a pull-up jumper, but he traveled first. And it's going to go back to Sydney. And just the tough night continues here for the Bobcats. Definitely better energy, I would say, in the second half, though.
Doing a better job on the boards on both ends of the floor.
Sometimes you just have nights like this. Vandersamen is across midcourt as Sydney goes left to right. Langstaff, a three. Little sidewinding shot, wouldn't go down. Hampton a rebound for the Bobcats. Outlet pass to Lapani. And Lapani in front of the BG bench, left side, into the paint, kicks one out. Hampton left side. Now to the right for Lapani, who came around off the screen. Inside Gio Johnson, right low block. Works one into the corner for Lapani, dribbled it off his foot. Out of bounds, but last touch by Sydney. He'll stay with BG. 3:10 to go here in the third. 38-20, Sydney boys still on top of Bainbridge Guilford in a MAC clash. Hagroyan now to Johnson. Through Hagroyan's hands and Vandersamen's on it. Johnny on the spot. And now he'll just pump the brakes. A wise move here by Vandersamen to just work a little clock and let everybody catch up with him. Vandersamen to the top of the key. Bounce pass. Langstaff give and go. Vandersamen steps in. Oh, he tried to make the extra pass to Reardon. It got taken away. Ball out of bounds will go to BG. Probably should have shot it there, I guess.
Yeah. the momentum seems to be shifting towards BG, but they just are struggling to put the ball in the basket. They've certainly got enough stops to get back in the game, but
Sydney showing a little full court pressure now, and Vandersamen will pick up a foul for riding the hip of Lapani up the far side of the court. I believe that's going to be his second. So now you have Reardon and Vandersamen with two. Still got Easton on the bench and Newell with three apiece. And we mentioned earlier, just not the deepest bench in the world, just in terms of eligible bodies for Sydney.
Bobcats have to continue to attack the rim.
Pegorian on the left side. Pump fakes. Now we'll hand it off right into the breadbasket of Hampton. Tries to pass to the top of the key, intercepted by Vandersamen, and he has been pesky on D. Vandersamen finds Reardon underneath, and he scores. And Reardon's got 15 off a nice dish and the great setup from Vandersamen.
Yeah, great court vision there.
40-20. Sydney boys on top of visiting Bainbridge Guilford. Lapani in the paint. The jumper is off the mark. Pegorian rips down a rebound. Pegorian into the paint, trying to use that big body, and he's blocked by Reardon. Reardon says no. He's got to have three or four blocks now. Reardon with the ball at midcourt, looking for a guard. We'll leave it to Vandersamen. Vandersamen might have gotten away there with a little double dribble, finding Langstaff inside Reardon, trying to establish himself on the right low block, and he's fouled with 1:38 to go in the third. What do you think there, Coach?
I don't think there was any might about it. It was a definite travel.
It's all about the angles, right?
It is, yeah. They didn't have we don't have the best angle over here, that's why.
Either way, Vandersamen got that down low to Reardon, who was then fouled. And that's the first team foul on BG here in the third quarter. Vandersamen, left side, three-point line extended, pops back up to the top of the key. Into the corner, looking for Langstaff. 20 on the shot clock. They work one inside. Langstaff, left side, a three. Little side-winding shot again. Missed it. O'Connor with a rebound, and he's fouled. With 1:17 to go here in the third.
They're calling an offensive foul.
Oh, wow. Okay. So they call the offensive there on O'Connor. And the ball will go back to Bainbridge Guilford. And the Bobcats will bring it down the floor with Lapani. Across midcourt, taken away, Deion Taylor. Taylor to the right side, wants to go in and score. Timeout BG with 1:07 to go in the third. The defense stays hot for Sydney. They lead 42-20. We'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Late third quarter here on WCDO. We're live in Sydney tonight as the Sydney boys lead BG 42-20. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here. Thought maybe we'd see a close game tonight. We expected a close game. And the Sydney Sabres have just done a very nice job on both ends of the floor to push this lead to 42-20. Kinter can't buy a bucket on the left side. Missed it. Rebound Reardon. Looking to run. Finds Vandersamen. Left side. Give and go. Back to Reardon. He's fouled and just can't get the shot to go. Got a little hip check there from Hampton. But he will head to the line. Reardon with 15 and Vandersamen with 15.
If I was a Sydney coach, I might think about getting one or both of those out of the game here for the last 50 seconds.
And to the line, Reardon hits the first. Second one coming. Yeah, you don't want them to pick up that third foul. Reardon hits it. Got 17. BG's going to go to the bench and bring in Raheem Magani. Isaiah Hampton will head to the bench. 51 seconds to go here in the third. It's 44-20. BG still having to fight against some full court pressure here from the Sydney Sabres. Bobcats in the backcourt. They floated ahead for Magani. Now to James Agroyan, who's only got 8 points tonight. Averages a little over 21 a game. And he's had some monster games this year in the 30s. Agroyan passing down low. Lapani blocked by Reardon. Talk about dynamic defense. Ahead Vandersalmen. Stops, pops, can't hit from about 10 feet.
That's the one where you either got to pull up for the three or you got to get all the way to the hoop for the layup.
Yeah, it's a little indecisive there. And he slipped, I think, a little bit too. Agroyan in the corner. 13 seconds left. Third quarter. BG can play for the last shot here. We're down to 8. Kinter steps in, kicks one out. Lapani, I don't know if he's aware of the clock here, gets stripped of the ball, and that's going to do it. Third quarter is in the books, and it's Sydney 44, BG 20. We'll be back with the fourth quarter here on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you on WCDO. And WCDOsports.com, our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. Sydney with the basketball, and they just get it to Vandersalmen. Now back to Easton, left side three, buckled off the side of the rim, and so he took a shot there in the left corner. Appears to be okay. Sydney with a rebound. They work it out for Langstaff. His three won't go down. Easton somehow still in the play, but then threw the ball away. Easton appears to be okay. If you are a man, you might understand his injury right now. As down the floor here for Agroyan, puts it up off the glass. It's good. 10 for James Agroyan. He's into double figures. It's 44-22. Easton appears to be okay. Goes to the high post for Deion Taylor, and he hits it. Always a spark off the bench. Nice job there by Deion Taylor. So the Sydney boys push their lead over BG to 46-22 as we enter the fourth quarter here. Thanks for joining us on CDO. And Sydney just continues to find ways here, Coach.
Yeah, they're getting contributions from lots of different people here, and they're playing really great defense and executing on offense, taking advantage of their opportunities.
BG with the basketball now, and it's again stolen away by Dylan Easton. The steals have been really a key to this one here tonight for the Sydney Sabres. They find Reardon on the right side. Boy, that was halfway down, popped out. Sydney gets a rebound, though, with Deion Taylor. They get it back out to Reardon, into the paint. Dishing one for Vandersalmen, and partially blocked, and BG will come away with the basketball. He got stuck underneath the hoop and kind of had to fade away, and it was blocked. Lapani, straightaway three, hits it for BG. And Michael Lapani has 9 points now. Makes it 46-25. Still 6:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Vandersalmen, a two from 15 feet on the left side. He hits. He's got 17. So a great job there by Vandersalmen.
He does a nice job with like a little escape dribble to just give himself enough room to get his shot off.
BG with the ball going right to left. Again in the navy blue with the white trim. Sydney's in the home whites with the maroon and gray. And now a foul on Deion Taylor trying to stop the drive there of BG. Not the game that the Bobcats were hoping for here tonight. if our unofficial math is correct and this score held, it would send BG in the 4 seed and Sydney to the 3 seed.
Well, there still is a couple games left to be played,
yep.
But, you know, that's what it looks, it appears the way it's headed.
You can always find these stats, as here's a groin with a 3 from the right side, no good. You can find these standings, they're updated every day on natelull.com. Just click the standings button. We also have all the scores every night there. As here's another score for Sydney. Vandersamen off the dish there from Langstaff, and he's got 19 as he went in for the layup. Makes it 50-25.
That was a real pretty give-and-go for Sydney.
Bobcats in the corner. Magani's three is short. Rebound Deion Taylor, and again they're looking to run. Vandersamen pumps, and the shot is good off the assist from Deion Taylor. 21 now for Vandersamen. Right around his season average. He tries to keep pace with those guys that are in that 21 to 25 or 26 range locally for scoring. Lapani, three-point line extended. Now they go to Gio Johnson in the paint, up and under. He scores. Nice bucket for Gio Johnson. He's got 4. Sydney back the other way. Vandersamen thought about a 3. Nice pump fake to get by Hagroin, and then it's blocked out of bounds. 4:45 left. It's 52-27. The Sydney boys on top of BG. You know, I was thinking of the top scorers today as I was updating it. The player who has been in number one for the boys and girls has not changed all season. 2, 3, 4, all those have changed several times, but it's been the same players at the top. Deion Taylor into the backcourt. Oh, and he traveled. He thought it was going to be a backcourt. He picked it up, and it's a traveling violation.
Yeah, he was listening to somebody in the crowd that said, don't touch it, don't touch it. He never had possession of it in the front court. Went to the back court, he picked it up, started to dribble, and then he just picked up the ball and started to walk.
Yeah, tough break.
The ref saw that travel.
Lapani on the left side. Leaves it here for James Agroyan. Spin move, James tries to put it up. Missed it, gets his own rebound. Pumps in, this time he's got it. 12 for James Agroyan. And it's 52-29 with 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter. No matter how this finishes up, we'll have our post-game show with our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. Here's Vandersamen, partially blocked, and he's fouled as he went spiraling out of bounds. So I'm sure someone's driving along. Nate, who are the top scorers? Well, you can check them out on natelull.com. But for the boys, Connor Carino from South Courtright, if you haven't seen him play, definitely worth making a trip. Now Vandersamen to the line here. And on the girls' side, it's McKenna Hoyt from Stanford Jefferson, who is averaging right around 26 a game. Vandersamen to the line, hits the first.
I'm totally confused. They're giving him 3 free throws here.
Really? I did not see that. It was clearly a 2. And his second shot is good. I mean, he got pushed out of bounds around where I would say the W is on the baseline. For the word that we can't use anymore.
It wasn't even close.
Well, yeah, and he gets 3 shots, and Connor hits all 3. He's got 24. Makes it 55-29, and everyone in the crowd a little confused on that one, but Vandersamen says, I'll take those 3. Makes it 55-29. Coach Worley didn't really put up much of an argument on it at this point in the contest, I think. And Sydney to the far side for Deion Taylor. Skips across the top of the defense now for Grady Loeffler. Takes it inside. His floater is good. It's all going in for Sydney tonight. Grady with 6 points. It's 57-29 with 3:40 to go in the fourth. Here's Lapani straight away. Steps through. Good hard move and scores. Nice job there by Michael Lapani. And he has 11 points right behind the 12 for James Agroyan. Vandersamen, a 3 from Masonville is good. He must have heard you. Either take it to the rim or shoot the 3. He hits it there. 27 for VDS. Here's Lapani, and he's fouled as he tries to take it to the 10 again. And Sydney leads 60-31. This will send Lapani to the line. Sydney looking to get some subs here. I think Vandersamen might be done. Reared into the bench. as Lapani will step in. A fun week of some rivalry games here on Route 7 as Lapani hits the first. He's got 12. Austin Felzak into the game now for BG. Lapani is going to get his second shot at the line here. And this one is off the back of the rim. Scooped up here by the Bobcats. Lapani dishing one into the corner for James Agroyan. On the right low block. They find Felzak, three-point line extended. Top of the key, Lapani, dribble drive, will pull it back out, finds Agroyan left side. Directing traffic, 15 on the shot clock. Agroyan leaves it for Felzak. And Lapani now will zip one over to Vermilier on the far side. To Lapani, five on the shot clock. Vermilier inside Agroyan, he's going to have to muscle it up. And hits just in time as the shot clock was winding down. 60-33, Sydney boys on top with 2:25 left. Sabres with the basketball. They go to Deion Taylor into the corner. Jesse Newell for three. That's way too far, but O'Connor is underneath. And he's able to finish.
We call that a great pass.
He was right in the right place at the right time, and he scores. And BG's going to take a timeout here with 2:13 left. It's 62-33. Sydney boys on top, and we will be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:13 left. I'm Nate Lowe, joined here by Greg Bonskowski tonight. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in the Main Street studios in Sydney. And the Sydney boys lead 62-33. What a showing tonight for the Sabres. Here is James Agroyan. Wants to take it inside. Can't score. Gets his own rebound. Muscles it up and in. And this time he hits. And he'll head to the line. And he's creeping up towards that average. He's got 16 now. And so Agroyan will step in. Going for the old-fashioned three-point play here. It's 62-35. And Agroyan, this time he gets the foul shot. He was missing him early. 17 now for James. Sydney will bring it down the floor with a 1:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Vandersamen on the bench, Reardon on the bench. They're going to finish with 27 for Vandersamen and 17 for Reardon. Shot missed by Sydney, and the Bobcats will bring it back down as we come up on 90 seconds left here in the contest. Felzak steps in for a jumper and hits.
Nice little baseline jumper there.
Austin Felzak hits it there to make it 62-38. Sydney with the ball on the left side. Fun to watch a guy like Austin Felzak out there as we got a foul here on Sydney. Of course, Austin's dad, a GMU guy, played for the Raiders back in the day, was a pretty good ball player, very tall. Always would see him on the three-on-three circuit. Great guy. As here's Loeffler at the line, hits the first. He's got seven. And the second one coming here for Grady. A lot of the role players stepping up tonight here for Sydney, chipping in various ways, Grady being one of them. He's got eight. With a minute 20 to go here in the fourth quarter, makes it 62-38. Felzak in the corner, another one. Splash for Austin Felzak, and he's got a quick 5 points off the bench here. 64-41. Sydney with the basketball. They go to Easton. Straight away three. In and out. Rebound James Agroyan. And Agroyan ahead now for Vermilier. And he stepped out of bounds and traveled. Trying to catch that pass. 53 seconds left. And Sydney can work the time off the clock here. A tough loss here for BG tonight. Makes it tough sledding. With just a short amount of time left in the regular season as the playoffs approach here for the MAC. seeds will get settled in by the middle of next week as just a couple more MAC games to go. Jesse Newell tries to shovel one into the corner, and it's intercepted here by James Agroyan with 30 seconds left. BG with one of their last possessions of the night. Agroyan pump fakes, wants to take it inside, and he's fouled with 20 seconds left.
Is Sydney a Class B for boys?
B for girls. I still believe C for boys. I need to double check, and we can during the postgame show. But as you know, with the new numbers this year, there can be schools where the girls' team is in one class and the boys are in another. Richfield Springs being one of those type of cases. I believe Sydney boys are still a C. We'll scope that out. And Agroyan hits the first one at the line. He's got 18. This is the team that could make some noise in sectionals. And misses the second, but a rebound here for Sydney with 15 seconds left. They'll bring it down the floor and chew off the rest of the clock here. And the Sydney boys with a big win at home. They knew they needed this one, and they get the job done. Tom Morris, head coach, has to be happy. Our final, 64-42, Sydney boys defeat Bainbridge Guilford. We'll be back with the postgame show on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Sydney High School as the Sydney boys defeat BG 64-42 for a Big Mac win here tonight. Let's get our scoring summary. First for Sydney, a game high 27 for Connor Vandersamen, 17 for Jalen Reardon, 8 for Grady Loeffler, 4 for Deion Taylor, 3 for Jack Langstaff, 2 apiece for Jesse Newell, Dylan Easton, and Aiden O'Connor. On the other side for BG, a team-high 18 for James Agroyan, 12 for Michael Lapani, 5 for Austin Felzak, 4 for Arian Sherman, 4 for Gio Johnson to round out the scoring for BG. All right, Coach, are we ready for some awards here?
I think we are.
All right, let's get into our three awards. First will be the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, and we certainly have a lot of candidates for this one tonight as several players were filling it up. But it's brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customer. Timmy, we'll see you later, my brother. Thanks for coming down. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. All right, we're going to go with Connor Vandersamen here tonight. 27 points for Connor. He came to play. He kind of started a little slow and then really picked it up there in that second half, but 27 for VDS.
Yeah, like you said, when they're getting contributions from other people, he doesn't have to jump into that role of, you know, I have to score right away. He kind of let the game come to him early. I think I mentioned that he had only taken maybe one shot, and Sydney had a pretty significant lead.
Right.
And then all of a sudden he banged a three from over there in the right corner, and after that he was off to the races and made some nice pull-up jump shots, some nice threes. He's a good little basketball player.
Yeah, and now that some of the other players are kind of rounding into form. It makes his life a little easier. I totally agree there, Coach. So, all right, next up is our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award tonight, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our high school basketball teams here on WCDO. I would like to go with Jalen Reardon tonight. You could also call him an all-purpose player, but boy, the way we kept saying blocked by Reardon, did a little bit of everything, but we'll give him the defense award tonight.
Yeah, he certainly made his presence known on the defensive end for the Sabres this evening. Maybe he didn't have a tremendous amount of block shots, but he also influenced several shots that either weren't taken or hesitated. He really was the difference maker in the game tonight.
All right, next up, I'm torn for our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. Going to go with a BG guy here. Of course, it's brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities, and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I think you could go Michael Lapani. I think you could go James O'Groyan. O'Groyan with 18, Lapani with 12. Any thoughts here, Coach? I hate to put you on the spot, but...
Tough,
right?
Both, it is tough.
Both played hard. I thought Lapani at times carried them when they needed it, but when BG needed a bucket, they go to O'Groyan.
Yeah. I think I would go with O'Groyan.
We'll go with O'Groyan here. 18, a bunch of rebounds. Just maybe didn't have his shot like he normally does. He does average 21. He had 18 tonight. They probably needed a little more from him, but, boy, just a great effort on the inside, always working hard. So James O'Groyan with 18 tonight. We'll give him our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award.
In every game I've ever seen him play, this is a compliment in the most sense of the words I'm going to say, but he's a hard hat lunchbox guy.
He is.
He shows up and he's going to give you everything he's got from the start of the game until that final horn sounds. Irregardless of what the score is, he's going to play defense, he's going to rebound, he's going to dive on the floor, he's going to make the extra pass. He's just... He would be a kid that I would love to have the opportunity to coach just because of how he plays.
Yeah. Like you said earlier, thinks a lot, thinks the game through, fundamentally sound, and he's just a bruiser, too. You can't teach the size that he has. Can step out and play on the outside a little bit, too. So we'll miss seeing him in the future, and hopefully he'll get to go on and play somewhere in the future as well. So, all right, Coach, that's going to do it.
Well, thanks for having me, and I'm sure we'll see each other again here before the season's over.
Yeah, keep your eye on natelull.com. We have the little tab that says Nate's Radio Schedule at the top of the page. You can always click on that, and that usually has where we're going to go for our radio games. You can also listen right here on CDO as we're always running our promos about what games we're doing. I won't have a game tomorrow night, so we'll be into next week, and we'll be talking about Tri-Valley League playoffs, the end of the MAC regular season, a lot of options, so we'll see where we decide to go next week, and Coach or Sky or Rich or somebody will be along the way with me, or Coach Common Derek or one of those guys will be with me for sure. But we'll see you again soon, Coach.
Yes, thanks a lot, and good luck to both teams here the rest of the way.
That's for sure, and also a big thank you to Jim Tomeo and Craig Stevens back in the WCDO studios. Always appreciate their help. Again, 64-42, Sydney boys defeat BG. Have a great night. For Greg Vonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you again soon on WCDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.